This is Game On. With your host, Seat Williams.
Game On!
Let's get a crack in. 3 o'clock, standing tall, feeling good as we roll through the week. Ah, thank God it's Friday, huh? Plenty to get to today. George Cole, Ayante, Canary North, he's going to join the show. We moved him to the bottom of the hour. And, of course, we'll look at the games last night, the baseball game, Eagles, Panthers, and, of course, the Yankees and Astros coming up tonight. Then you got a couple of ranked teams in college football doing it tonight. Clemson, they take on Syracuse, and Washington State, they get Cal in the Pac-12. More college football we'll talk about as well. And dope, we'll get that up in about 10 minutes from now. Meanwhile, remember, the final giveaway, the Vegas Golden Knights win. When you hear this sounder.
It's a win on home ice for the Golden Knights.
You got a pair of tickets to see them play the Boston Bruins on Sunday. Caller 7 as we close out the week in that promotion. It's been fun. Huh? A couple of P1s. P1s meaning guys that listen to our stations, whether it be this show, ESPN, Fox, maybe The Point, Comp, Deportes. Ay. Whatever it is you listen to, it's available for you, okay?
Wow.
Where did that come from? It's Friday, damn it.
Clearly.
And my computer's froze out, so computerless has got to be by the memory and the eyes. The memory's kind of jacked up because over the years I kind of blew out the brain cells. And the eyes, even though I had the LASIK, 10 years ago? It was 10 years ago, damn it. But listen, let's start with last night, the baseball game. This is so weird. Great game, okay? Nationals get the lead. You're figuring, okay, all right. Some new blood. Dusty Baker's finally going to get over the hump and win a series. Bryce Harper, Chris Bryant ain't getting it this time. It's going to be the other kid. Two kids that grew up playing together. Not the kid from Bonanza, but the kid from Vegas High being Bryce Harper. But how about this? I'm watching that game on TV. You were watching this. For those of you watching the baseball game in the conclusion, Bryce Harper is at the plate. The Cubs are up 9-8 with two outs in the bottom of the ninth. Okay, he jacked one out the night before to tie the game at 3-3. In this particular, that was in the prior series. In this particular instance, everyone knew that he was going to strike out to end the game. The fans in the stands got, there was no applause, no energy. The body language of the pitcher, the batter, the catcher, and I'm watching this, I'm like, that's Bryce Harper. He could go yard any moment. Here's how it ended.
The 3-2 to Harper. Swing and a miss, strike three, and the Cubs win it. The Cubs are in the league championship series for the third consecutive year. He struck out Bryce Harper on a low inside breaking ball. And a great, happy scene of excited Cubs jumping up and down on the mound here at Nationals Park in Washington. What a ball game.
Cubs Radio Network, Bryce Harper's at the plate. And I'm like, where's the energy from the crowd? It's like Bryce Harper is at the plate. Bryce, your best player, MVP dude, rookie of the year guy, home run phenom, could jack yard any moment. And the fans there were just sitting there like they knew he was going to strike out. I fell into the fold of, okay, he's going to strike out to end the game. Curveball in the dirty, swings and misses. It was ball four. But they had given up. The fans in D.C. had given up, man. I'm telling you, if you were watching that moment, you think back to it, you tell me you thought they felt like he was going yard or was going to get on base. Everybody knew he was going to strike out. It's like some teams know how to win and know they're going to win. And in the moment of the heat, other fan bases and other teams know they're going to lose. And that was the case. I was disappointed because I knew, by the way, the whole atmosphere was that he was going to strike out. because they knew he was going to strike out, the pitcher. Oh, well. All right, let's move to the football game, which, damn, what a good football game that turned out to be. Carson Wentz, here's a guy who, he's got a little, just a little Aaron Rodgers in him. What I mean by that is he knows how to survive. Roethlisberger, whatever you want to call him, where he takes that extra slide step in the pocket. He knows what's behind him. He could smell you. Okay, he knows where the opponent is, and he never takes his eyes off his receivers. He knows where the spots are. This dude is a sophomore. I mean, he be bad. He just throws touchdowns.
Wentz in the gun. He's back again. He's looking. He is firing, and it is caught. Touchdown, Zach Ertz, the second of the game. Takes a low snap. Looks, fires, complete. At the 15, the 10, the 5, and in for the touchdown goes Nelson Aguilar.
Carson Wentz, that of course the Eagles radio network. We'll get, when we get George Cole on, we'll talk about exactly what the Sharps did with the games last night, also the public, and if he had any in-game wagering, how that was rolling, any props in particular. And we'll look at the games coming up too. He may have some props on this baseball game coming up tonight, the Yankees and the Astros, but that was a fun game. The Eagles, you don't think so? Their defense, they get after you. They have the same philosophy they had years ago where they just bring it. All right, we're putting eight in the box. Can you get away from us? We're going to bring the cheese. You got the bread? And that's all they are. I mean, they just bring the heat, man. That is just fun to watch. When you have a team that just brings it defensively, offensively, and you know what's going to happen, nothing like it. And that's what you have here. You have the Philadelphia Eagles, a team that's just dynamic, able to put it together, get it done. Got to admit. On the other side, Carolina, Cam Newton just had a bad game. I mean, he's just sitting in the pocket throwing air balls. And the other side's waiting, cashing. So, there you have it. It was a good night of sports. Going to have a good night tonight as well. Man, nothing like it, huh? You got football, things you want to do, watching the baseball. Yes! Everything about it was cool. All right, listen, we're going to take a short break. We'll come back. Lighters up. Dope is next.
Man, I've been saving for a special occasion.
Looks like a quarter pounder, man. Let's the blue.
Hey, be careful with that, man. Is it heavy stuff, man? Will it blow me away?
It's time now for, man, that show is dope.
312 in the valley. Lighters up. Pass it. Let's go to NoCal. And this is awful. From the hurricanes down in the Gulf and South Beach. Of course, those are natural disasters. And what happened here a couple of Sundays ago, which was human disaster. This right here, natural disaster with the fires. Now, this couple, Jen Paku and her husband, John, were trapped. The world was on fire, and Jen was hyperventilating from fear. Then she remembered the neighbor's pool. Her place was on fire. You've got to calm down, Jen told herself. You got to get underwater. At 12:40 a.m. Monday, Jen called 911. She reached the dispatcher. Quote, we're going to get in our neighbor's pool. Should we do this? Dispatcher said, get anywhere safe. Please. We will get in the pool. This is where we are. So they jumped in their neighbor's pool. The fire's all over the place. They're watching places burn to the ground. They're in the pool for 6 hours, waiting for help. We think they're coming. They're coming to help us. And eventually, she's 65, he's 70. Help comes. And they survived. Place burned to the ground. saved by their neighbor's pool. Neighbor's house in ruins. Everything around them, charred. Dang. Black. Done. Over. But there they are, the couple. I'm looking at them right now. They survived. 70 and 65. Dope.
So one quick thing I didn't catch in the beginning. What caused the fire?
Well, there's the fires are going on up in NoCal right now in Anaheim.
Okay, I just didn't hear.
The fires are burning everything down up there.
Obviously, yeah, okay.
How many, 13 people dead? Oh, could be more than that by now. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
The number's just going up and up and up. Well, these two, they aren't part of the number because they thought quickly.
Yeah.
And jumped in their neighbor's pool. And in the pool, they're going under. The other's got to pull the other up.
Scary.
Well, yeah, if you can't swim, I mean, you're trying to hang on the edge, but the fire, the heat.
Watching things, that would be the scariest part, just seeing everything around you just torched. And.
But then, no, the scariest part is there's nobody coming to help you.
Yeah.
6 hours.
And you're just chilling. That's pretty amazing, and it's actually great that they, because, you know, at that age, sometimes it's hard to really be able to just run somewhere or get, you know, or sometimes you might have, you know, a cane or something like that. So that's pretty miraculous. Interesting story. All right. I have an interesting story as well. And this just came down today. It's confirmed speculation. That's all I can really say. This is the only one story I've read. But according to sportslogos.net, the Golden Knights trademark dispute is going on. And they're having some issues with it. And so they're looking at the alternative. And that is the Sand Knights. That would be the name, the backup name.
Wait a minute. So they're having a problem with the G Knights?
Yeah, there's if you recall, there was some issues.
A
trademark dispute was initiated by the United States Patent and Trademark Office against the NHL's team on behalf of both the Army and by the College of St. Rose in upstate New York in December. Do you remember there was like kind of some logo issues? So I think it has something to do with that.
Because he wanted originally to name them the Knights.
Correct. Yeah, there's always been issues. And I feel like we finally came back with the Vegas Golden Knights. And, you know, it was tough to adjust, but everybody's kind of, I think everyone kind of accepted that. And so now they're looking at it. I just think if it happens as an alternative, you know, if they have to change the name, it is what it is.
What's the name again? The Sand
Knights? It doesn't even roll off the D and the K collides, or the D and the N sound. Sand Knights is just not.
How about just being the Knights and take the K off of it?
If you could do that, I just think
the Golden Knights with an N.
Yeah, so I would just like to see some better. I'm sure they have some other ideas, you know. So, but I would like to see something a little better if they do end up having to change it. So.
They're undefeated.
That is dope right there.
They should be able to grab any name they want.
Right?
They're dope.
Hopefully 4-0 tonight. We'll see.
All right. Speaking of the fires, and you mentioned a number of people, wildfires scorched the Bay Area, leaving more than 20 people dead, as you mentioned, destroying countless properties, continues to go on and on. Well, the air quality in Northern California reached an unhealthy level to the point where the Raiders had to wear masks over their faces while practicing, right? Yesterday. But guess what? We're still going to play the game here against the Chargers. No, we're not going to move it away from this area where it's unhealthy. Can you imagine? Now, you're talking about the Bay Area where there's a lot of wind. Right? And with the smoke and the wind, and then you've got the ocean, the humidity, this is a disaster waiting to happen. I mean, what if you have just one player faint, fall off from smoke? Okay, you're talking about a major lawsuit against whomever, perhaps the league, the team. No, you have to move this game, but they're not. They're going to play it in the black hole. Despite all this going on up there, sometimes you got to use common sense. Common sense is not to play that game in the black hole. Common sense, I don't know what's up in Santa Clara. Got to check the Niners schedule, or maybe somewhere locally, a college. I'm quite sure where a team is on the road up in the Bay Area. There's plenty of them. In the end, officials, you're dopes. You're dopes, man. This is not cool, and this is a big risk.
Yeah, I feel like it's actually par for the course for NFL. I mean, they really aren't very cognizant of things that affect people's health. Not players. These are people. So just, you know, just like the concussions and all that, You know, they don't really pay attention to these things. They kind of just try to brush it under the rug. I don't know who really makes the decision here, but it's definitely a terrible one.
Not a good one.
And protect your investment, too. I mean, you got to look at it that way, I guess.
Yep.
All right, moving on to some feel-good stuff off of Twitter. This is from July. Oh, I'm sorry. This is from July of 2015. So a girl named Madison. We were talking about Tinder the other day. So, you know, this is a...
You're into it.
Hey. I'm into this story here. It's a good feel-good story. So Madison O'Neill, she tweeted, just randomly tweeted, hit me up if you want to be my date to a wedding tomorrow. You know, just openly to the public. So someone named Chuck Dorman messaged her and said he would be her date. And that was like their first date ever. Fast forward to 2 years later, they got engaged. And I guess they went to the same high school, and he was a grade higher than her. And in an interview, she said that she thought he was obnoxious. She didn't even really know him, and he didn't know her. But they just got engaged in San Diego, where he lives, and she will move out there next summer. And also, this is a funny thing, Chuck called in sick to go to the wedding with her to find his soulmate. So I thought that was pretty dope. It's kind of a one in a million thing, but they just happened to click. So love is in the air. You don't need Tinder.
You ever get married again? Ever?
No, never.
You know, I don't know. It's weird because when I was 17, I realized never get married. Hopefully, I won't knock anybody up because I don't want to have any kids. Just want to do charities and stuff with children. And it worked out for me because I just didn't want to get married. I had some really, really attractive girlfriends coming up that wanted to get married. I just didn't want to get married. I wanted to do what I'm doing. I wanted freedom.
Exactly.
That's right.
Full disclosure, my first marriage, I didn't believe.
She was super beautiful, man.
Thank you. I didn't really think that it was a necessary.
You dummy.
The conventional part of it. Stop it.
Fool.
She's the dummy. Anyway.
Oh, woo. Okay. Right. Go ahead. I'll mess with you.
I'm not a conventional. I know you are. I'm not a conventional person. Like, I don't really, a marriage, a 9-to-5, all these things that people put value on, specific things they have to be. I work 8 hours. I work way more. Today's going to be a 12-hour day. It's not 9-to-5, but I'm still cool. See that?
You know what she's saying now?
So I went ahead and got married, you know, to make that work. So I learned the hard way. You know, you have to really believe in your own instinct and know.
You know what she's going to say to your next girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was like me?
This guy. Moving right along. You are okay. Up, sir. Give the people
all right,
what they
I'm messing with you, man. You got thick you skin, brother.
Yeah, it's all right, good.
Let's knuckle bash on that.
You're all right, see.
NC2A, they ain't all right. Okay, the Committee on Infractions announced today University of North Carolina will not be punished for academic misconduct. This means the story for 7 years in the making, an investigation with three separate alleged stages and untold amounts of dollars. All the other stuff that's going down, the sanctions going way back to 1997. Guess what? Nothing. You know why? Because they're a cash cow. Okay. There's certain teams that won't be touched. Duke will not be touched in college basketball. North Carolina will not be touched in college basketball. And on the other side, Alabama will never be touched. They will roll tide in football. See, Nancy Tway, you can't fool us all. We're on to you guys, huh? You can't get it by us. You guys are dopes, and we know it. You can't fool us. You're dopes. Letting them off because they're cash cows. Enough!
Yeah, I can't even add to that. You said it all. I mean, even Mark Seidel agrees that it's a terrible decision, and he's like diehard North Carolina fan. So that's all I can. I am having some computer issues right now.
Yeah, we both are. If you can't get it, we'll slide away.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, let's definitely do that.
It's a win on home ice for the Golden Knights.
George Cole coming up next.
Now back to Game On with Seat Williams.
Back on the streets of Vegas, 327, feeling good here on a Friday as we move along. Boy, a lot of sports this week, and I'll be sitting back on the recliner watching some college football tomorrow, some pretty good matchups tomorrow, and some baseball. Baseball playoffs, when it gets to this time where you have one game a day, no more than two games a day, one a day is good enough now. Now you just focus on that one game. Just jump in that one game, enjoy it, have a good time. And that's kind of what I like, just being able to sit back like tonight. Tonight, Yankees-Astros, that ball game. You got two college top 25 teams, Washington State and Cal, Clemson, Syracuse, and then a pretty good slew of games coming up on Saturday. So just looking forward to just having a good weekend watching some college sports. Man. Okay. Who would you like in the World Series, the Fall Classic? I got to admit, I kind of want to see the Yankees. I don't think they'll get by Houston. Houston's a much better team, more complete. Yankees, Dodgers, nothing wrong with that. I really don't want to see the Cubs again, though. I don't know. The Billy Goat's dead. The curse is over. They got their rings. Root for Chris Bryant, things of that nature, yeah. But at the same time, I want to see the Dodgers. I want to see New York, L.A., East Coast, West Coast, right? I mean, Houston's got better players, but the story, if you could get the Dodgers and the Yankees, yeah, you just can't beat it. All right, let's go to the phone lines right now. Out to Aliante. Also, he has Cannery North in his belt. George Cole, director there. How you doing, George?
Hey, I'm doing good, Steve. How you doing, buddy?
Feeling great, my friend. Feeling great. Let's start with the football game last night. Pretty exciting, huh? 28-23, Eagles get that victory. Carson Wentz is showing us that he has graduated already, not really a sophomore. He's playing like he's a veteran. On the other hand, Cam Newton stumbled down the stretch, hard hitting. But that Eagle defense, I mean, they've always been able to bring it, and they brought it last night.
Yeah, it was nice to see them, you know, that defensive front. And I think what one of the things that they pointed out over and over on TV, Tony Romo was saying, the fact that they can get pressure with just using their defensive front and not having to blitz linebackers, safeties, cornerbacks has really been helping them.
Now, what tell us about the sharps, the public, things of that nature, and if you had anything rolling, how high it may have gotten in in-game wagering in that ballgame?
You know, I think at one point that game might have – I actually don't think we ever got off three. We moved the juice a little bit around. I did see some other spots in town that went up to 3.5 at one point on the Panthers. We had pretty even money on that game. It looks like we didn't make a ton on it. We didn't lose a ton on it. It looks like we were pretty even last night on that game.
You know, and the thing is, Philadelphia, what are your thoughts of just as a football guy, just watching the Eagles? What do you see?
Well, see, I got to be quite honest with you. For me, watching the Eagles, it's tough just as a football guy. I actually grew up in that area. And at one point, my father, his two brothers, between everybody, we had 24 season tickets going to the Eagles game.
Whoa.
So it's kind of it's tough for me to watch, without thinking. But I think that they're on the right path. I still think they might be a year behind, but I think they're on the right path.
I think with Ezekiel Elliott being suspended for these games coming up, though, they may get a little separation because right now, in that division is them, the Cowboys, Washington, not much of a threat, and we know the Giants aren't going to catch them. So they might end up having a lead and not looking over their shoulder the whole season, it looks like.
Yeah, I would think that. I think they'll have a bye going into the playoffs, I would hope. But I'm just not sure if they're quite ready. Although, you know what? I mean, we're going to have some more players come back. It looks like Sidney Jones, who was a second-round draft pick, who would have been a first-rounder by far this year, who had ruptured his Achilles during the combine sessions. I think it was actually on his pro day. It looks like he's scheduled that he might be able to start practicing next week. So, we should be getting stronger and stronger. But, you know, again, in this league, you know, you're one injury away, from your whole season being differently. So, knock on wood, no one gets hurt.
No, you're right. George Cole, Kennery North, also Aliante here on Game On. Now, the baseball game last night, this was weird, George. Did you get a chance to see the end of the game, how it ended?
Yes, I did with the pickoff play there at first.
Yeah, and then, Bryce Harper with the strikeout. This right here, I'm watching this game. You've got Bryce Harper at the plate. Bryce Harper. We're going to play this over again. When Bryce Harper actually struck out, everyone knew that he was going to strike out. This is Bryce Harper. He's sitting there. And it's, I'm saying to myself, how in the heck does the crowd wasn't giving any energy at all, no love at all in this, George. And I'm watching this at home. I'm like, they know he's going to strike out. We don't have it, but that's okay. The deal is everyone in the crowd, they're in Washington. Everyone in the crowd knew that he was going to strike out to end the game, and he did on a pitch that was out of the strike zone. And I'm thinking to myself, that tells you the difference between a team that is a winning franchise when it matters and a team that isn't. And that, unfortunately, that's Washington. Dusty Baker.
I've said this, for the last, I guess it would be 3 years now. I think that decision, maybe 2 years ago or 3 years ago when they decided to sit Strasburg for the remainder of the season, his first year back after the surgery, I think that decision is going to come back to haunt that team for years and years and years.
Yeah, the thing is they just pampered the big righty. I mean, Strasburg. Remember from the first year back in 2012 when, like you said, hey, he had a chance and they gave him numbers. All right, we're not going to pitch him in the playoffs. Then he goes a year without pitching. The franchise just doesn't really have a clue. Here's how it ended last night, George.
The 3-2 to Harper. Swing and a miss, strike three, and the Cubs win it. The Cubs are in the league championship series for the third consecutive year. He struck out Bryce Harper on a low inside breaking ball.
And everybody knew.
Happy scene.
Everybody knew.
Well, they even announced what the pitch was going to be, everything, right? I think if you had the audio for about 10 seconds before that, they said, here comes the curveball or here comes the breaking ball, however they worded it last night.
We're throwing a curveball in the dirt, Bryce. You're going to swing it and miss. The game is over. Bryce Harper. Okay, Jack went out the night before. It's like, that tells you about the franchise. It tells you about, unfortunately, Dusty Baker is always tied to a team that can't get by in the playoffs, George. It's just that way.
Yeah, I mean, it looked like Worth had almost put one out, a couple batters ahead of him. He just pulled it a little bit too much. But, it's on to the next one.
All right, on to the next one for us, too, and that would be college football coming up. Got a couple of games tonight. Clemson, they should be okay with Syracuse. What are your thoughts about Washington State and Cal?
Yeah, well, just real quick, the Clemson game, the public's with Clemson. That had opened at 22.5. We're up to 24.5 right now. Total of 59. Washington State got a lot of public behind them as well. They opened at 13.5, and that game now sits at 16.5. So a 3-point move on that game. We are almost a 10-1 ticket count on Washington State, about a 3-1 ticket count on Clemson. So we're going to be pulling for California tonight.
Mm. All right, I'm looking down here at some of these games. Give us some games in particular that the sharps are moving, maybe the public's on the other side.
Yeah, it looks like right now the sharps are on Maryland over Northwestern at +3.5. I think they like, typically when you see that +3.5, you're almost always going to see some sharp money on it. They just like that number. UConn +9.5 at Temple. The sharps are on. Also, Texas Tech again +3.5 -115. Looks like the sharps are on that. Pittsburgh +11. They're hosting NC State. Sharps are on that. Central Florida -35.5 over East Carolina. Big public bet. All the money coming in on Central Florida. All the tickets on Central Florida. TCU -6.5 looks to be over Kansas State. Looks to be one of the publicly bet games. And finally, it looks like they still have a little bit of confidence in Florida State -7 at Duke. Looks like the public's bet in Florida State in that game.
George Cole, Aliante, Canary North here on Game On. Let's drop the puck. What is it? 5 games, I believe, tonight. Also, it's anchored in the end by Detroit here against the Vegas Golden Knights.
Yeah, it looks like, the Golden Knights, the feel-good story of the the country right now. And who would have guessed that hosting the Detroit Red Wings in the fourth game of the season, the Golden Knights would be a minus 145 favorite right now. That game actually opened at 130, has moved up to 145. And the majority of the bets are coming on the Golden Knights. I think that's something that we've talked about the last few weeks. Now the people in Las Vegas are getting excited about it. So you have more of your casual fans just coming in, putting in $20, $50 bets on the Golden Knights.
How about that? The Detroit Red Wings are underdogs to the expansion Vegas Golden Knights.
Yeah, I think, obviously no one puts up, future NHL lines like a few places do with the NFL. But my guess would be if, back in July, you put a number up from that,
right,
you certainly would not have had the Red Wings a plus 125 at the Golden Knights.
That's crazy. Any other games that might be moving around here? You've got the Rangers in Columbus, Washington, Jersey, Ottawa, yeah. Calgary, Anaheim, the Avalanche.
Columbus opened at minus 145. That's up to 150. Washington opened up minus 145. That's up to 150. Flames opened 150 up to 155. And Ducks opened at 120, stayed at 120. It looks like nothing really sharp coming in. It's just your public just betting the favorites. They'll have their five-team parlays with the five favorites on it.
George, is the public playing exhibition NBA?
Let me take a look. It depends on what, you're going to have the better nights or, the midweek when there's not much else going on. But, yeah, we are taking some bets right now. It looks like the Hornets-Maverick, that opened at 7. The Hornets are at 7.5. We've got some money on that game. Raptors at the Bulls. The Raptors had opened 4.5. That's pushed up to 7.5. Looks like we took a couple sharp bets on the Raptors. The Kings plus 12.5. That game had opened minus 15. So it looks like we took some sharp bets on the Kings right away. The Wizards are minus 6.5. Look like there's some public money on the Wizards. And that's about it. Like I said, we're not taking super, high limits on these games. But, they're betting them.
All right, let's move to week number 6 in the NFL as we look at some matchups, pretty key matchups, a couple of key players coming back, several out. Looks like Tom Brady might be okay. Carr looks like he's going to play. We'll see what happens with Adrian Peterson and his new team, Arizona. I'll let you run down, and you may have some props lined up on some of the key matchups here.
Yeah, it's on the Browns-Texans. The Texans had opened minus 10. That's down to 9.5. It looks like the Sharps took the Browns at 10. Patriots are minus 10 at the Jets. We're plus 10, minus 120. Looks like the Sharps took a little shot at the Jets at plus 10. Falcons minus 12.5 right now. That game opened at 10.5 at the Dolphins. All the public money is coming in on the Falcons. Lions-Saints, Saints minus 4.5. That had opened at 3.5. Looks like the public's all over the Saints. Packers minus 3. That had opened at 3.5. That's a heavily bet game. We have both sides bet on that game. We took a large wager here on the Packers, and it looks like the Sharps came back and bet the Vikings with a little bit of juice on there. Bears-Ravens. Ravens had opened at 7. That's now down to 6. Looks like some sharp money came on the Bears at 7. 49ers-Redskins. Redskins minus 11. That game opened at 10.
George, I want to jump in
money
here.
Money on both sides. Go ahead, sir.
The Rams-Jacksonville. This right here is a bigger game than we imagined it would be. We didn't think Jacksonville would be where they are. And the Rams are kind of like the surprise young new kids on the block. Jacksonville at home, could this really be? Their defense is the difference, all right? Let's face it. The quarterback issue doesn't really matter when the defense is scoring touchdowns for you. Tell us about this matchup, and this is, I'm going to guess maybe you're getting some action on this.
Yeah, there is quite a bit of action, and it's actually two-way action. If you look at our parlay count, they're almost identical. We actually, on straight bets, have the exact same amount bet on both teams. As far as ticket count, a little bit more money on the Rams. I think you're going to find out who Jared Goff is this weekend.
Yes. Yeah, a very good point.
Whether he's the real deal or if it's been the opponents I've been playing.
See, and the thing about Jacksonville's defense never shined like this. They had some rookies couple of bad breaks with draft choices where players just couldn't play for a year. Well, these guys are playing now. So their defense is the highlight. And I want to see, you're right, Jared Goff is going to get his baptism. If he can come up, then we'll say, okay. But
he's for real.
Yeah, if Jacksonville blows him out, then we're going to have to give another look.
Yeah, I saw a crazy stat today, and just don't quite quote me on the exact numbers, but I think the passer rating against the two defensive backs from Jacksonville is like, I want to say 27, and the next lowest in the league for a defensive back is like 47.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, they're shutting them down.
All right, we got a couple more left here in the afternoon games.
Bucks at open -2.5. That's down to 1.5. Look like we took a little sharp money on the Cardinals. Public is back in the Bucks though. Chiefs -4 at the Steelers. That game is sitting right where it opened. Heavy ticket count on the Chiefs on parlay bets, but it looks like the sharps are back in the Steelers.
And George, and that
Chargers
and,
Raiders, we have off the board right now.
And I was going to say in that game, the Steelers, it looks like some dissension in the locker room. I don't know. When Ben Roethlisberger comes out a couple of weeks ago and says, I don't have it anymore, and then he comes back and says, I do have it. And then, of course, he jumps on Brown. It looks like it might be a chance and time where they have to turn the page on some key personnel in that organization.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think one of the other things, you know, I've read and heard is sometimes you don't realize how much when an owner dies, how much it can affect the team. You know what I mean? They're all saying that these issues would never have been a problem when Art Rooney was still around. It's just the respect they had from him. You wouldn't have had this locker room stuff. So it's kind of amazing how this stuff trickles down. But yeah, when your leader, you know, tells you he doesn't know if he has it or not anymore, it's kind of tough to follow that leader.
Now the Charger Raider game off the board because of the status of location of the game?
Yeah, just not sure what's going on with it. So, you know, rather than you know, risk it. We'll just leave it up, and as soon as it looks like it's definitely going to happen, we'll put it back up.
Okay, got two more.
Giants, Broncos. Broncos had opened 10. They're now a -12. About a 5-1 ticket count on the Broncos. Are taking a little bit of sharp money at +12 with the Giants, but come game time, we're going to be pulling for the Broncos. And finally, in the Monday night game, we actually have that off the board right now too. Just trying to figure out exactly who's going to play.
What type of props may you have in some of these games?
Well, again, it's not so much on the games, but what we've been putting up, you know, for the most receiving yards for any receiver on just the Sunday-Monday games, the most rushing yards that are going to be for a running back, and passing yards for quarterbacks. We're also put up some, you know, while we're still talking about props on the baseball game tonight, the Yanks-Astros, we have our team to score first. We'll be a score in the first run. First home run of the game, three-way run lines, race to runs, teams with the most hits. So we're just trying to put new stuff out there all the time.
Yeah, so in the Colts-Titans game, even if the game's off the board, you're still going to have the in-game, almost like the fantasy on the players?
Yeah, we should have, yeah, we'll have that stuff up.
George, good work as always, my friend. What do you got planned for the weekend?
Oh, you know, just a little bit of work, you know, and it's tough for me to get away on this weekend. And then, you know, Monday and Tuesday, try to, you know, recoup and get ready to do it all over again.
Tell us about the app.
Our mobile app is at BeConnectedSports.com. That is at both Android and iPhone. It's a free download. You can have up-to-the-minute odds boards right on the on your phone. When you're comfortable with the app, come on in, open an account, and no need to wait in line, get shut out. You can be betting from the comfort of your couch at home.
Appreciate you, my friend.
All right, bud. You have a great afternoon. Have a good weekend.
You too. George Cole, Allante, Canary North, brings it every time we get him in here. That's pretty cool. You know, actually what their props are, they're not really props, like he said, but they're fantasy props, where which player in this game is going to have the most passing yards, most rushing yards, most receiving yards, touchdowns. You're basically playing fantasy football, which is pretty cool. You know, you could bet them. If you got the app, I don't. I'm OG, man. I'm an OG. I'm old school. I still like going into the sports book. Nothing like it. You get up any time in this town. That's the convenience of being a Las Vegas. Anytime, stroll to a book, nobody there, sit back, find your spot, and lose your money, okay? That's been it. All right. You know, let's do this right here and now, because we got a pair of tickets right now to the Boston Bruins Golden Knights. I'm going to make it caller number 20, no sounder, caller number 20 right now. You got the tickets, the final pair we're giving away, the G Knights and the Boston Bruins Sunday, 702-365-9200, 365-9200, caller number 20, the G Knights. Final go round next.
Now back to Game On, Seat Williams.
3:52 in the Valley. Final go-round brought to you by Reliable Banner, ReliableBanner.com. Rebels Air Force. You know, I'm looking at this, some numbers on this, and Falcon Stadium. You know how much the tickets cost there to get in? $12. That's reasonable, huh? $12. Some of the other matchups in the Mountain West, Wyoming, with that great quarterback they have there at Utah. Let me find the other ones here, but that's a pretty key matchup. Let's see. New Mexico, Fresno State, they get off. A key game here. Boise's at San Diego State. San Diego State's ranked 19th in the country. And if the Aztecs can get by the Broncos, they pretty much have their way. Tickets there, $37. Okay, that's your difference in the price. San Jose State, they get Hawaii. Their ticket's about the same. But there's your matchups in the conference coming up. You know, UNLV has one of the best running games in the nation. Rodgers at quarterback, Lexington Thomas. They got the receivers out there that can get it done. San Diego State was a test, but you kind of knew that the Rebels hadn't quite made it to that point yet. And they haven't got over the hump, but they competed with San Diego State. Depth is a key. So by the next class, maybe by then, Tony Sanchez will have the depth he needs to compete against a San Diego State, a Boise State, teams of that nature. So it's a case of time, and you have to be kind of patient. But let's face it. I mean, after what happened with Howard, then they go to Idaho, win that ball game. You knew Ohio State was going to happen the way it did. You get San Jose State, you win that ball game, you should. San Diego State, tough draw. This right here is not easy. You got the triple option of Air Force. And it's probably going to be a lot of points in this ball game, is what I'm guessing. But on the other side, it'd be nice to win this ball game, right? Let's get a W. And G Knights, drop the puck. Score! Yes. That'll wrap it up for this Friday edition of Game On. Thanks to George Cole, Aliante, Canary North. Also for Ari, he's got the wheels of steel. I'm Seat Williams. Remember, folk, 10 stuck low, guards up high. We'll see you on the radio Monday. More of the show, NBC Sports Radio. The game. Game on. Game over.